This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That one right there is Karate by
Baby Metal or the other way around?
Baby
you
Metal.
Were just telling us about how much you love this song.
Sorry, man. But we are joined in the studio by James and Alex. First timer on Sports Desk. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Have you been told about the initiation?
No, what initiation is this?
Nah, there was no initiation.
You'll find
hazing
out.
Process.
You have to do some weird stuff with the microphone.
What have we got planned for the show today, boys?
Oh, mate, we've got some prelims finals. Hopefully. I hope you're not talking about anything else other than AFL. Well, we've got to cover the cricket. There was a Australia versus
Big
India.
Big Finchie.
Finchie, the rock from Colac. I just love that bloke.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Then we had the TSC Cup as well.
We watched the videos of that before. That was heartbreaking.
I was there. Absolutely stunning. I like Sandy.
Yeah.
Because Andrew McGrath, Essendon, right. Number one draft pick, of course. Mm. But Darcy Parrish's younger brother played for Geelong Falcons last night.
Oh, yeah.
And there were five or six AFL scouts sitting behind me. Directly behind me, talking into their little radios, and you know, it was very interesting to see what they were saying. Because
who were they? Were they keying it on? Like anyone's that they were talking pretty highly
about? There was this one bloke who they called Chook, number five for Sandringham, and he did a Silvery Ole. He chased a bloke from half back flank to the forward flank, jumped on him as a last plea. And they're driven into the ground, and everyone is screaming because I'm sitting on the Sandringham side, and they're all screaming, "Boo!" But, yeah, heartbreaking stuff.
Oh, that is, I mean, I was saying to Scanner before, that situation that guy got put in, I mean, like, for you guys who don't
for those,
know,
yeah, yeah,
basically but a guy missed a kick after the siren to win the game from a pretty close shot. It was only about 20 metres out, slight angle.
I mean, he took a really good mark as well in the first place.
It's kind of what happened to Richmond as well in the VFL Grand Final.
Ben
there was
Lennon.
Ben Griffiths had a shot from 35 metres out. He could have taken, and about 30 seconds to go, decided to kick at number 42 of Richmond, who was dead centre, 4-on-1. Of course, Port Melbourne have taken it. And then you're left with the bloke who's tried to kick it from 50 out. And, you know, under that immense pressure.
Yeah, it's worst case scenario for me. That's like an absolute nightmare to get stuck with a kick
after the siren, definitely. Yeah. And Ben Lennon's a guy who's playing for his AFL career right now.
Like,
he's looking for new contracts to different sides, and just to blow that opportunity, it'd kill him.
Yeah.
That'd be so frustrating.
Have you got a tip for the Brownlow tonight, Alex?
Oh, it'll be Dustin Martin by a mile. Nice. He's going to poll record votes.
Yeah,
he
wow.
Poll 38, 39 votes.
Because there's not that many on Richmond that are going to be pinching votes for him.
Exactly.
When you think about Dangerfield, Selwood would have pinched a fair few.
You see, I've got something else for this, all right? I was on the AFL Soaking. Players... web Facebook page, and they've got their predictor from I can't remember what website it was, but it polled Dustin Martin with 33, Dangerfield with 34,
right?
Because it just and this is stats going by the games and what the AFL website are predicted for best on grounds.
Right.
So I reckon that Dustin Martin will be second, but you know by default,
we'll still
win it. Yeah,
that would be heartbreaking.
Do you think it'll be controversial if it is?
I think so. It's just such a it was such a soft...
But I think it's been going like this for ages. Like, since he got reported, everyone said, you know, if he wins the Brownlow, like, this will make talking points around Australia, you know.
Yeah.
Because all these soft little niggles, you know, like the Cochin hit on Dylan Scheer, was it?
Yeah.
Like,
which,
you know...
We were talking about it before. For me, I hope, I wish that he doesn't get suspended.
The match review panel is in meeting now, as of 3 minutes ago.
If you listen
hopefully
to this
they're
LRT,
listening.
Please.
Yeah, so, you know, stay tuned for the Sports Desk, because we'll have all the updates.
And how Richmondy, to use the quote of the year, how Richmondy would it be to have Trent Cotchin suspended for the grand final?
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's just, it's just Richmond. It's like when, I think it was Melbourne, blew a lead and lost, and it was AFL Fan TV... And one of the blokes said, "It's the most Melbourne game of the season. This would be the most Richmond thing of the season."
Yeah, it really would be.
Cool.
But we'll leave you guys with some stuff to talk about.
Of course.
Eat up into all the interesting stuff.
Don't steal all your stuff.
But good luck for today, boys.
Have a cracking show.
And Get Serial will be back every day this week, Monday to Friday, and we'll be back next Monday for our last show of the season.
Last show.
Grief. Where's the season going?
Don't know. A bit weird.
It's gone quick.
Very quick. But yeah, stick around. Sports Sex up next. Thanks for listening to us.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.